If you ever had the intention of starting to pray with the scriptures to read the Bible, and you've had trouble getting started, you just heard a whole chapter of the Bible. So it's a good start for you if you have ever had trouble getting into the scriptures. And last week we had kind of a long gospel as well, as we heard about Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well. This woman who was thirsty for something, and as was displayed through her many husbands, that she was always looking in the wrong place. And when she encountered Christ, she found the one thing that she needed that she wasn't even sure what she was looking for. And if you remember that wonderful detail, that she left her jar there at the well. The thing that she brought to receive the water, she no longer needed because she had received Christ. She had received the gift of living water. And today, again, we have this wonderful encounter, which is unique. It might be the only time, but one of the very few times that Christ heals before being asked. Christ acts first in this miracle. That he's walking by, he sees the blind man, and he begins this interaction. It's a beautiful gift and revelation, especially for those of you who are preparing for baptism. It's always God who acts first in our life. We don't earn it. We don't get ready for it. We don't do anything for it. Christ always comes to us first. Now, we must respond. But we see this beautiful reality put forth to us in John chapter 9. That God recognized his blindness and he wanted to restore him. He recognizes those areas in our life that are incomplete, that are broken, that are not yet perfect, and he wants to restore them, and he does restore them. Throughout John's gospel, really throughout all of the public life of Christ, we can say this is it's a new creation. But it's clearly obvious today, as we heard what Jesus did. He bent down and got the dirt, the dust, and made clay. When was the other time we heard about God reaching down and making clay and using clay to bring life? The story of creation. The creation of man and woman, Adam and Eve, out of the dirt, out of the clay, out of the dust of the earth. And so we see in this healing, this going from blindness to light, being blind and now being able to see, it's a new creation. And at the moment of your baptism, you will become a new creation. That what you were will no longer be. You will be something radically new. And that's what St. Paul says. Sometimes we hear what he says, and maybe we hear it so often, or we don't really listen to it. But those first four words of the gospel, of the second reading today, you were once darkness. Thank you. Do we recognize that? Because this is true for each one of us in here. That without the light of Christ, without the saving grace of baptism, that we are darkness. That the acts of our life, that the decisions we make, are separated from the grace of God. And this is the power of the sacrament of baptism. Because this is what St. Paul is referring to. The shift in our life from before to after the encounter of baptism. That we were darkness, and now we are children of the light. Live as children of the light. So this passage could be read to you again on the Easter Vigil night after your baptism, that you were darkness and now you are light. Live as children of the light. This wonderful invitation, this command. And it's not just for them, it's for each one of us. Are we living as children of the light? Are we living as someone who Christ has seen the darkness within us and he's touched us and brought us back to life? Is this the reality in which we live? Do we understand the radical transformation that took place in our life when we were baptized? Whether we were baptized as an infant or as an adult, something new, something radically new happened in our life. We were given the gift of faith. For those of you who've been to an infant baptism, when you've had your children baptized, the priest or the deacon will ask you a question. First, what name have you given your child? How shall your child be called? And then what do you ask of God's church for your child? And the typical answer is baptism. That's why we're here, right? I want my child baptized. Other possible answers are, I want eternal life. I want salvation. I want faith. I want my child to live in the light, to be a child, the children to be a child in light, to live that way, to no longer be in the darkness, but to live in the light, because faith gives us light. You know, we live in this time now where everyone wants to believe the science, and we have this hyper awareness and kind of submission, obedience to science, which is not a bad thing in any way. But when we have this hyper understanding of only those things that are verifiable through the scientific method, faith becomes something that's just a fantasy for those who are weak-minded. Faith is a result of a personal encounter with the God who created you. Faith is a new way of seeing the world, seeing through the eyes of God. Being able to see as God sees. And this is the beautiful gift, probably the more spectacular gift that this blind man received. It's a gift the Pharisees didn't have. They were unable, unwilling to see as God sees, and they were stuck in their blindness. Even though they could physically see, they were blind. And Jesus called them out for it. And we see when Jesus started to work in the life of this man, the division it caused amongst the Pharisees. We see the division it caused in his own family. His parents said, I don't know. Ask him. I don't know what happened to him. So often in our own life, when we encounter Christ in some way, in any way, and we begin to change our life to live as a child of the light, those who are living in darkness want nothing to do with us. It causes division. It's a reality that we all face. This is the promise that was given, that he would be a sign of contradiction. Are we willing to sustain the rough road of division amongst our family and friends? I'm sure some of you may have already faced it. Questions about, why are you doing this? What's wrong with the way that we used to live, or the way that we used to worship, the way that we used to practice? Why do you think you need something new? Faith gives us the strength to persevere in the face of persecution. And turn on the news, the persecution's coming. How deep, how strong is your faith? Do you have the eyes of faith? Do you live as a child of the light? Are you succumbing to the darkness? And this is what this season of Lent is all about. For those of us who have been baptized, how easy it is for us to return to the darkness. To be okay with a little bit of sin. That maybe the first time we heard that song with those horrible lyrics, it repulsed us. And now we sing along with joy. Maybe the first time we turned on that television show or that movie and that scene popped up, we couldn't believe it. Now we can't watch a movie if it doesn't have those type of scenes. Maybe the first time I made a click on accident, and I was shocked. And now I spend hours scrolling through the dark side of the internet. How easy we who have been baptized, who have been brought into the light, allow the darkness back into our life. Christ sees that in you and he wants to bring you back into the light. And that's what this season is all about. That we never have to settle for the darkness in our life, no matter what, no matter how dark it is or how long it's been dark. Christ today wants to touch you. He wants to bring that clay to your eyes and renew you and restore you to the light. This is the promise that Christ has given us. In the first reading, he says, I have chosen him. He chose David to be the king, to be the leader, and he's chosen each one of you to be his prophet, to be his witness to the world of the life-saving message of Jesus Christ. Do you believe this? Are you okay? Are you comfortable with a little bit of darkness in your life? Pray for that grace today to be restored, to be renewed into the fullness of the light of Christ. You were once darkness, but now you are light. Live as children of the light, for light produces every kind of goodness, righteousness, and truth. Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. It's a journey. We learn what is good. We learn what is true. We learn what is beautiful. And we respond. And God's grace sustains us. The readings today and all throughout this season of Lent awaken within us a desire for the light, a desire for the truth. And as St. Paul ended this reading, awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Amen.